Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, I cry. Yes, I cry. Return of the Man. Return of the Man.
College football game time on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Our final edition. Final max of the year. And in honor of the award, as we wrap things up. Now, the one caveat that Brian put on here was that nobody involved with Alabama or Clemson was allowed to be a MAC of the Year candidate. So we start with the person who the award is named after, our own block of granite, Randy McMichael.
Block of granite? Wow.
The Bobach. You don't remember the Bobach?
Hey.
Bobach. Block of granite?
No. Hey, I mean, he had a big rumpa stumper. His Valentine was ticking. What do you want?
And he's got a dumper on him.
Okay.
Bo would have said you had a dumper.
Yeah, he would have.
All right, my first one, a kid that, you know, he made plays the last few years but really took off this year. Josh Allen, outside linebacker from Kentucky. Just a kid who we talk all year about this Kentucky team, and you look at – when you look at that Georgia team, just that senior leadership that came back, and this kid made him some money. He's going to be a top 10 pick. 88 tackles, 17 sacks, 4 forced fumbles. Mm-hmm. And he was the driving – he was the linchpin of that defense, man. And he just – I mean, I like when you see stories like that about a kid that came back for his senior year. He had 7 sacks his junior year and came back and was able to make that
kind of impact. Of those guys why it's going to be hard to imagine Kentucky trying to win 10 games next year.
Yeah. My second Mac is his coach, Coach Stoops. And – 10 wins and a Citrus Bowl win over Penn State is just big time for Kentucky. And once again, I played in Kentucky twice, and it was sold out both times. I mean, for you to think that they don't – yeah, it's a basketball school, but they love their football up there. And they had an opportunity. They played the biggest football game in the history of that program against Georgia, and Georgia was the better team, so they won the game. But for him to get those 10 wins, just like you said, it's hard to imagine that they're going to – be able to win 10 anytime soon. But you taught me this, 8 wins at Kentucky, that's major.
Yeah, yeah. That's look, 8 wins, that gets you to the Outback or potentially Citrus Bowl. Hell, I think Kentucky take that all the time.
Yeah, and then my third, my guy who, and we'll hear our predictions later on in the show, Jonathan Taylor's special, man. He is a hell of a damn football player. Over 2,000 yards rushing on a team that we thought was going to be better than it was.
Did he have the most lost season in college football? Yes. Just like because of how bad it was for Wisconsin?
You remember coming in the preseason. Their O-line was all on magazines. Mm-hmm. And they were going to be mashing out. Because
they kicked the crap out of some team in a bowl game at the end of the previous season in the Orange Bowl. I can't remember who it was.
They kicked the crap out of him twice.
That's true, yeah.
But that young man, his name will be mentioned a couple more times throughout the show by me because I just think he is just special. I think he's the best of the Wisconsin backs. And I'm talking about Melvin Gordon, Brian Dane, Monty Ball. Mm-hmm. I think he's better than all of them.
I got to tell you, Randy, we had a hard time corralling that young individual in the Pinstripe Bowl. The problem is my team's head was so far up the dugout, we didn't realize that that guy was still running. We thought Alex Hornibrook was playing quarterback. The problem was we prepared for a lefty and didn't know they were going to run the football on us. Now I can retire and go hang out in South Florida somewhere. Actually, I'm going to move back to Athens.
I think he's
I'm going to
We don't want him in South Florida. Yeah. Go back to Athens. Get out of there.
I'm going to Bombay, India to do some mission work. There's some fine young men out there.
Randy, I want to know if you want to come start a mission.
Leave my coach alone, okay? Y'all leave my coach alone. All right,
but he didn't recruit you, though.
No, he didn't.
He didn't recruit much of anybody at Miami this year either.
Wow.
So.
John Michaels, your max of the year.
Well, what's funny is I also had Josh Allen written down for Kentucky. This is a guy that's going to be – I mean, I've seen him mocked in the top 5.
Yeah.
He was a 2-star recruit coming out of high school, and this is where all you recruiting star dorks out there, we just got to get 5 and 4 stars everywhere. And don't get me wrong, 5 and 4 stars, you do have to get a lot of them. But you also can find kids like this. Khalil Mack was like a 1 or a 2 star, and why he ended up at Buffalo. Josh Allen had a monster year. He made himself a ton of money. He's another poster child of going back to school and continuing to play and put Kentucky football on the map. It's the best year Kentucky's ever had. Yeah. In the history of the program,
yeah.
Maybe save one of the title. I think
like in the 40s.
Right.
When, yeah, like probably like when Bear Bryant was there in the 40s or something. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit different. One of my MAC coaches of the year, how about Jeff Monk and Army? How about what they've done? They put up 70 in a bowl game against Houston, which, by the way, Major Applewhite, good job getting your team prepared for that one. And Army finished ranked in the top 20. I mean, we've seen Air Force when they had Fisher DeBerry for years. They would be right around the fringe of the top 20. Army hasn't had this type of program seemingly since, Glenn Davis and Doc Taylor.
Doc Blanchard.
Doc Blanchard, yeah. That's what it is, back in the 40s. He had a top 20 Army team that took Oklahoma to overtime. What Jeff Monken's doing there is flat out amazing.
By the way, just to stop you, you know what September 7th is next year or this year?
Army and who?
Michigan. Army, Michigan, September 7th. Because actually, I have a buy or sell question that relates to Army.
Okay.
Most wins that they've had in a 3-year stretch, and we had Coach Monken on for Army Navy Week. Most wins that they've had since those three. Think about it. They had three consecutive national championships during World War II.
Right. 44, 45,
46, I think it was.
My other Mac, and I've got two more Macs. Another Mac, Mike Leach at Washington State. This was supposed to be a transition year for them. You know, you lose your quarterback, Luke Falk, to the NFL. You have a quarterback, unfortunately, commit suicide. You find Gardner Minshew, of all places, at East Carolina. Had you won the Apple Cup, you go to the Rose Bowl and you get to play Ohio State. The guy's a weirdo. He's one of those dudes that when you listen to him talk, you have no earthly idea what he's talking about. But the guy can flat-out coach offensive
Randy's
football.
Randy's second favorite coach right behind Tom Herman.
Yeah.
You don't like either one of them dudes?
No.
Why not? What did Leach do to you?
I just don't like him. Never have. Never have.
Like I said, he's a weirdo.
Yeah, never have.
And I'm not going to get into the political aspect of Mike Leach. He can coach football, though. He's a Mac. And then the last one for me, and this is a homer pick, but this is a guy who went through a lot, 5-star player, transferred, sat out a year for personal reasons, and has made himself into probably a second-day draft choice. It's Gerald Willis of Miami. 59 tackles, 18 tackles for loss out of the defensive tackle position, 4 sacks. This is a kid that basically was lost and then took the year off, came back and was the anchor of one of the best defenses in college football. Gerald Willis is my dude. And, again, he'd look good in the Falcons uniform.
Go for it.
So, very quickly, my Max of the year. Well, I had to go, and I guess it was just too easy and obvious, but you look at the season that Kyler Murray had, besides just winning the Heisman, but you think about where Kyler Murray was just a couple of years ago and lost in the shuffle at A&M and just – a lot of hype, and he's one of those 19 quarterbacks that seemed like they transferred out of A&M in that stretch that they had. He had as good a season as anybody we've seen in college football over the last 20 years. And I mean, that includes Bradford, Newton, and everybody else.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just unbelievable the season that Kyler Murray had. And now all the speculation about, you know, does he decide to play in the NFL? Does he go play baseball? But what an unbelievable season. And I got to give it to Brian Kelly, too, because – look, he's another guy that decided, you know what, Ian Book's the guy that if we're going to be a national title team, we got to make a change at quarterback. Making that move, obviously getting Dexter Williams back after 4 games, but I give Brian Kelly credit, man. I mean, I know it's easy because of how it finished to mock Notre Dame, but 12-0 is 12-0, man. Clemson's 15-0.
Sure.
15, I don't give a damn. 15-0 is 15-0. 12-0 is 12-0. They played 10 Power 5 teams, beat everybody.
And by the way, no FCS school on their schedule at all.
Right. No. What 10 Power 5 and 2 G5 teams.
What I liked about what Brian Kelly did before the year, he realized, or maybe it was 2 years ago, hey, this offense isn't working. What I'm doing is not, we're good, but we're not good enough. And he turned it over, and it made the change. All of a sudden, Notre Dame became a really good offensive team. They were pretty stingy defensively. They need some more athletes still to compete with Clemson and Alabama.
Right.
But if the big knock is you didn't beat Clemson, you'd had a hell of a year.
My final one, guys, I put I put three teams into what I called the really feel-good programs of this year. Kentucky,
yes.
Army,
yes.
And UAB.
Yes. Bill Clark,
yes.
Awesome.
Yes,
I mean three programs that had great seasons, and it's – I don't know how you could – I mean, I know, Randy, Georgia and Kentucky, and you got to root against – but it's hard to root against Kentucky, UAB, and Army.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I said about Kentucky, you just felt good for that program.
Yeah.
And especially if you actually been there and watched been there and played there. It's a great – it is a fun atmosphere.
Kroger Field, right?
Yeah.
Kroger's and, the sponsor, I mean, of the stadium. Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, it was 2 years ago, we came on this show and the loss to Florida at home and how they lost. And I was like, there ain't no way they could bounce back from that. But then you get a group of guys at a program like Kentucky – the guys usually stay all 4 years, sometimes five, because a lot of them are red-shirted. And then you get possibly your best player in school history in Benny Snell. And then he decides, you know, I'm going to come back for one more run. Well, he had to because he's a junior. We're gonna do this thing until the wheels come out. They were so predictable on offense.
Right.
But yet, you still couldn't stop them. Because that O-line, a lot of seniors, a lot of guys that came up through that program together. And they were able to put together a 10
wins. Like what we talked about with Michigan State, they brought you down to their level, sure, is what Kentucky did all year.
Yeah, they dummied it down. I did the last game for UAB before they turned the program off. They played Marshall, and this was one of the years that Doc Holliday had Marshall rolling. Who was the kid? Rakeem Cato was the quarterback for Marshall. Cato. And Marshall beats him late at Legion Field in Birmingham, and that was the last game for UAB before they went dark. To be back in a bowl game and win a bowl game in, what, 2 years of having the program back. Bill Clark's a guy that could have left, taken a job anywhere else, and said, no, I'm going to stick here and watch this thing be rebuilt. Hats off to him. I actually voted him as my coach of the year this year. I thought what he did was absolutely amazing at UAB.
And by the way, if you know, and we've talked about this, John, on the show before, if you understand the politics that are involved with UAB, it's more than just – there's a lot of reasons why football went away. And it's not really because they couldn't keep a good football program. Hell, there's a lot of bad football programs that stay around. But the politics that gets involved, Randy, with that program, and it's run by Alabama and all these kinds of things. I mean, just to be able to put up a double-digit win season in coming back in a short amount of time, hell, I mean, like I said, that's as good a feel-good story as there was in college football this year.
I agree.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.